Hello.
Hello again.
Welcome back to episode
number 4.
Mental.
Of two girls
and a baby.
We're your hosts,
Jade
and Megan.
And today is Wednesday.
Well, it will be Wednesday when this comes out.
Yeah.
And it also is Jade's last week of work.
My final week.
I don't know how D-day. I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel either, because the week already has not been the best week. We've had a bit of a mare, but that's okay. But yeah, 2 more days and it's my final day.
I can't believe that. Like,
I know, mental.
No,
me neither.
I'm going to be lost without you.
I'm going to be back next week to record another episode of this.
I know, but it's not the same. We
I
both
know.
Work late shifts together. We take our lunchtime together. You're just going around the office like a buzzing little bird.
I know.
Your presence is going to be missed.
Well, thanks. I'm going to miss being in here, but it's going to be... I just think it's going to be so funny being like, bye, bye, bye on Friday. And then I'll be back on like Monday or Tuesday like, hello.
Here
I'm
I
back.
Am. Just recording a podcast episode.
Yeah.
Hey, is it a bank holiday weekend this weekend?
Yeah, Monday's a bank hall.
Nice one.
So it'll probably be Tuesday that we're in to record.
Yeah, it could be.
Quick turnaround next week's podcast.
And speaking of weekend, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Very, very chill. I didn't do much at all other than... I was with you and our friend Clodagh on Sunday. Was it Sunday? Yeah.
Yeah, it was yeah. Sunday. I'm getting confused now because I've been with Clodagh all weekend. And I'm like, wait, now which day?
Yeah. No, Sunday. Sunday we had a lovely little day. The three of us went for a swim and food and chilled out. And then Saturday I just went to cinema. Saturday I watched Dune Part 1 with Reese, and then we went to cinema to see Dune Part 2. And
you,
it was delightful.
You inspired mine and Clodagh's weekend activity.
To go to the cinema.
Because you said you were going to the cinema and we were like, why don't we go to the cinema? And then we started looking up like cinema times and it was like, let's go to the cinema twice
yeah,
in the one day.
Right.
We went to see Shrek 2 and went to see Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. Not by Amy Winehouse. It's all about Amy Winehouse. I really, really did not enjoy it.
Really? I wanted to go see it, but then I'm also like, I don't know much about the woman.
Like, me neither, but you expect to go into these movies. Like, obviously I know a good deal about her, but like not a huge amount, but you expect to go into these movies really having like an understanding of their life and everything.
Yeah.
And I just didn't. There was like no clear storyline. They were saying things at the very end of the movie and they're like, where was the mention during the movie of that?
Okay.
Like things, different things. I won't go into too much detail.
No.
But yeah, sure. I had then pretty much a chill weekend. And yeah, we went for a swim. I've been doing so much swimming lately and so have you.
Yeah, we did 2 swims last week now because yeah. we went.
I think that was three.
We did, yeah, you did because you went with Killian, but
yeah.
I forgot that the episode would have come out before the full moon, but we did our full moon swim
oh,
during the week
yeah.
and it was fab.
That was gorgeous.
It was so nice.
A lovely little gathering in Newtown Cove in Waterford and a girl called Bonnie Boo. Bonnie Boo?
I don't know how to say the
same. Her name is Sinead.
She goes by Sinead at these things, yeah.
I'm
but
like,
they're so
getting
nice.
Confused because I know her as Bonnie Boo and then I just know Kirkra, the name of the group. I forget that her name is actually Sinead.
Yeah, Ned, as other people call her. And it was lovely.
It was really nice. Loads of people come out and we all listen and dance to music. And then
and she lights a little fire. And normally we do like a cute little meditation or have lavender and have like moon cards. But bless her, her dog had died. So
yeah,
I think
it was a tough little
It was a tough day. But her next one's May 22nd if everyone wants to. Let's just promote it.
Yeah.
We can meet people there.
May 22nd.
Well, if I'm there.
Oh my God. You could have baby just fresh out of the womb by that day.
I kind of hope he comes after that because I'd love to go. I really want to go.
Come on, baby. Hold off now until the next full moon and then pop out because
well,
Jade needs to go.
Bless him. I do be telling him. I say to him, listen, I nearly said his name again.
Oh.
Oh, but I'm like, listen, I'm finishing work on Friday. Can you come on Sunday so that I don't have to wait around for him? And then on the other hand, I'm like, listen, you're due on the 18th, but can you come like after the 22nd so I can go for a full moon swim? So I'd say he's just confused out of it.
You're confusing the poor little yoke.
And then, actually, I didn't even tell you this. Maybe I did. Reese wants to change his name altogether.
Oh, yeah, you were saying this yesterday. And, you know, that kind of delved into it. We were trying to guess names yesterday evening, me, Clodagh, and her mum. Like,
were you?
Yeah, but, like, there's no way we were going to find an answer, like.
Okay.
What
did
I mean?
You come up with? I'm not going to say it if you got it anyway, but I'm not.
Enzo?
No.
Dario?
Dario, no. Where is Dario? What is that even a name?
Yeah, it is. I can't remember the rest of them.
Are you sure it's Darian?
No, it was Dario.
Dario. Because months ago, before I was even pregnant, me and Clodagh were coming up with names and she was like, Darian. because Reese's name is Reese Gaffney. Okay. She's like, Darian Gaffney. And I was like, yeah, that's deadly. And I have it in my notes. But that's not then when the baby came along, Reese was like, I hate that. I was like, grand.
Okay, fair. That name's not happening. Well, yeah. I don't know where we were going with the name game, guessing, because we were never going to get to an answer because you weren't there and you were never going to inform us anyways.
No.
It was just kind of fun for us to be like, oh, I wonder what it is. And we're like, yeah, we're never going to know.
Well, my mom's after telling my brother and sister it begins with W. It doesn't.
She's throwing them off course.
Yeah, now my brother Michael feels really bad because he thinks it begins with W, and he's like, "Mom, please ask Jade if the baby's name is Walter. Please don't let it be Walter." Sorry to any Walters out there if you're listening, but my brother does not like your name, and he's praying to God that my child's not called Walter. The name doesn't even start with W.
Your mom is just tricking your bro.
Yeah, but yeah, that was my weekend anyway. My mom came to visit then yesterday, and my sister.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was nice. We played a herd mentality.
Oh, I like that game.
Yeah, it's deadly.
Yeah. No, I pretty much same, chilled. Just chilled weekend. Yeah. Chilled weekend. Chill weekend.
Necessary though.
Yeah. Ate loads of food. Too much food. I hope my PT does not listen to this podcast, because that food did not get tracked on my protein.
Well, he'll burn it all off you anyway.
Yeah, hopefully now.
We made a soup, 12 veg soup.
12 veg?
Yeah.
Oh, bit of effort now, because you don't have to throw potato and make it out of soup.
We were planning, we just had carrots that we needed to get rid of. And I was like, right, let's just make potato, carrot, onion, do you know, whatever's in the house. And Reese was like, let's go to the shop and just get loads of veg. So we got freaking heaps of shit. It's all right, it's nice. It's grand.
Like, so it has no, like what flavour is it?
Vegetable.
Duh, Megan. 12 veg soup would tell you once that it is veg.
We're not even recording.
Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed. Let me just record that.
I interrupted you there, but...
Oh, I can't believe it. Should we set up? We took so long to set up.
Our vid.
And everything that we didn't even press record. So we're live. We are recording now. But I think you talking about the shop leads into our topic.
It actually does, unintentionally.
I know. And we're going to talk about money.
Yeah.
In a broad sense. We're going to talk about like money.
Owning expensive things.
Yeah, in loads of different areas of your life. Because like...
It's a big part of everyone's life.
Absolutely. And like, as much as you don't like think it, money can have control over a lot of things in your life.
Oh, 100%. One thing, like, I think, look, like, I am very lucky, but like, luckily I'm the most financially stable now that I've ever been.
Yeah.
But like, when I was renting, I couldn't even afford freaking toilet paper. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. Even in that kind of a sense,
I think as well, like, mental. Yeah, you could have, no matter how much money you have, like, you might be making a low income, you might be making a higher income, but if you don't budget it properly, first and foremost.
Yeah, you taught me budgeting, to be fair. And I wasn't even that good at it, but you did teach me.
I'm not even good at budgeting. My sister is the one who I'll go to anytime I like switch job or anything like that. I'm like, Eva, I need your help, because I don't know. She's like some mathematician. She knows what she's doing with all those numbers. And she asks me, like, you know,
Everything
like your rent, from your rent to
petrol
to your phone bills to your nail appointment, any outcomes for that whole month, she made me give a list of, and how much my actual income was, and then budget it out into like my bills. I have my
account A, B, and C.
Yeah, you have your bills account, your weekly spend account, and your savings account.
Yeah,
and it actually works.
It does. I don't, because I remember, I don't know what I was trying to save for or what I was trying to do, but I remember she did it for me, and I think I only did it for like 2 months, but for those 2 months it was amazing. And
I think
then
it was like your car insurance or something. You're like, I need to save for this right now.
Yeah, fuck, I can't think about car insurance. That's another thing. Like,
I don't even want to think about that now. That's coming up.
No, and it never goes down. Well, it's meant to go down, but mine doesn't go down by a lot at all.
No, and like, sure, you were with me the last time I was trying to renew my car insurance. Yeah. And they had given me a quote, and I had give them one wrong detail. So when I rang them back, they added like €300 to my renewal. And I was like, but what? I was like, this is due tomorrow and I can't afford that. Like,
no, and I think it was something stupid like your job.
Yeah.
That
it
would,
yeah. It was so silly that they had put down something else. And I was like, no, I work in radio. And they were like, oh, well, then it's going to be an extra €300. And I was like,
why?
No.
Though,
I was like,
why? That makes no sense.
Well, like, even budgeting for things like that,
it's so like, you need to be doing, like, my insurance is due in December, but you need to be doing it from like January.
Yeah, and you do 100%. And I seen this I don't know, this like girl on TikTok, and she had like this big folder and like a little envelopes in the folder, and one like you put €10 in, €20
oh,
euro
in. I seen that.
Yeah. So I definitely think that is a good way of saving, but also I never have cash on me.
I do love cash.
idea.
Yeah, I love having cash.
See, I think cash is a bit lethal. Like, I would spend that. Like, it doesn't count to me.
See, I feel like that would tapping. That's why I try avoid my Revolut. Because when I tap my Revolut, I'm like, right, well, I didn't have that money anyway. It's just magically on my phone.
No,
whereas cash, you physically see a 20 euro turn into like 10 euros and 2 euro coins.
Okay.
Do you get me?
I do get what you mean. I kind of look at it similar, but the opposite.
Okay.
Like with cash, there's no like trail of where I've spent that. Whereas if I'm like using my bank account, I can see, okay, here's where the money is going.
Okay.
Whereas if I have 50 euro cash, that money is out of my bank account and it's already gone and it's spent, essentially.
Okay.
And then once I start using the cash and spending for it, like that does not count whatsoever.
Okay, so
that's
yes.
how my brain operates.
I just don't log into my account ever.
I rarely do.
I just don't like seeing that number.
No, me either.
Even if I've just gotten paid and I'm like, right, I feel rich, and then I'm like, I just don't even want to know, because if I've just got paid and I feel rich,
yeah,
I'm like, right, I'm just going to tap, 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 get all the iced coffees that I want in the world. And then come the end of the month when I'm like, not rich anymore, I'm like, right, well, I'm avoiding it now because I'll be upset if I log in.
But yeah.
It is tough.
It is tough. And it shouldn't be the way that we are constantly living from paycheck to paycheck.
Mm.
And I know, like, yeah, we have to try save, but like, it's really difficult when you're trying to pay for so many different things.
Yeah.
And everything has gone so expensive.
Did you know, like, obviously, you know, because you drive, but did you know petrol and diesel are going to be over 2 euro a litre, I think, by the end of the summer, the government have said, because they're getting rid of all the excise duty and stuff.
Like, it's like the government hate us in some way, shape or form, and they don't think about like, okay, fair enough, like they're getting rid of this, and like there might be people that can survive on paying that much for their fuel for the car, but like people like us who are, you know, just
normal people
on a normal wage barely fucking afford to drive the car from A to B, like.
But also, like, I remember when I first started driving, petrol was like 150 something.
Yeah,
like 150. Now it's like 180.
Literally, I remember, like, it used to cost me like maybe 50 euro to fill my tank, like, or 60 euro. Even when I got my car first, which was only 2 years ago.
I got filled my tank for the first time ever, and I've been driving 3 years now, and it was 85 euro.
Yeah, that's what it is now. But it would have been around, it obviously depends on your tank and what fuel you're using, but like mine is now like up in the 80 euro, and it was 60 when I got that car first.
That's mental. And like, I know 20 euro doesn't sound like a lot, but 20 euro goes a long way. That's 5 iced coffees. If we're putting it in a context, you know what I mean?
No, it is like, and then that, but it also is 20 euro. So say if you're filling your car every week, that's 20 euro every week. So for 4 weeks, that's
100 euro a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a lot.
Yeah,
like,
it is in the grand scheme of things.
It is. It all adds up. And it's tough when, like, I know we're going to talk about influencers and stuff, when they're throwing stuff at you that's fucking...
It's so expensive.
I feel so bad cursing.
No.
I didn't even mean to, but I know I'm allowed.
Yeah, like, I was on TikTok Live the other night and I was obviously cursing. My mom texted me, "You're cursing a bit." And I was like, for the love of God.
I think I've cursed once in my life in front of my mom. And it was accidental, purely accidental.
Never, ever curse in front of my mom.
And I know she listens, so I'm like, oh, now I feel embarrassed that I've cursed.
No, don't.
But my brother curses away in front of her. Anyway.
I just wouldn't. I never would and I never have.
No, me neither.
But yeah, I know. Off topic. But yeah, no. Yeah, that does bring you into like the influencers and the pressure to own expensive shit as well.
Yeah. Like even, like, I feel like we're good at like not buying into it whatsoever. But like the younger people, say like my sister, she's 12. All she asked Santa for Christmas was freaking, is it pink elephant? Drunk elephant?
Drunk elephant.
Couldn't tell you. I've never seen it before in my life. Yeah. Drunk elephant. And luckily Santa, but like, had my mom have to buy that insane amounts for freaking skincare for a 12-year-old.
I know, and like when I was 12, I didn't even dabble in skincare. And even
I think I was playing with the Barbie still, like.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
And my niece now, like, she's 10, she's going to be 11 this year. She is getting, like, you know, that Sol de Janeiro and the bum stuff. It's the Sol de Janeiro, like, anyways.
The perfume, I think, smells unreal,
like,
though.
It is unreal.
It's delicious.
It is, and she's dead right, and she's got good taste, but I'm like,
you're 10. Like, honestly.
But, like, that just, like, and I know, yeah, we have particularly not been overly impacted by influencers, but I definitely have bought things because of influencers. Like, I remember one day seeing, I think it was Charlene Murphy, put up this whole makeup routine, and I wanted to buy new makeup, and I was like,
okay,
I'm going to buy all of that. So I can see how much of an impact influencers can have. And like, yes, there is positives to it, but also then there is the negatives, because there is that pressure on people in society
So who are already struggling.
Yeah, who are already struggling, and we're looking up to these influencers, and not to like diss them at all, like, you know.
No. Nope.
But it's just because they've come from being a normal person to now they're getting sponsored, they're getting all these free trips, they're constantly traveling, they have loads of like expensive shit.
That's one thing that I feel like boggles my mind so much, and like, good for them, that's absolutely amazing, but why is it the people who can afford to go on like these fancy dinners and these fancy trips that are getting it for free?
Yeah,
like what, like
it's because they're
it's
the
mental.
Yeah.
And like, I know you can afford to pay for it, why are you not?
It's because they're like, I envy them because I'm like, give me the free shit, but like, yeah,
it's mental.
It is. And then like,
I know it's because they're advertising
and they are,
for
and
them
they're being an influencer for the brand and stuff like that, but
then it's also like, no one can afford what they're doing anyway. Like, I don't even know what it is, and it's I'm probably gonna sound like so out of trends and fashion now, but like, is it White Fox or something?
Yes.
Like, how much are their hoodies? And they're getting sent them for free.
They're like €60 a pop, I think.
They're like influencing people to buy these. Is it a hoodie even? A White Fox?
White
I just
Fox.
Know White Fox. I think Chloe Burrows went on
a
trip or something.
It is White Fox.
And like, they're like influencing people to buy these €60 hoodies.
Yeah.
And it's like, who has €60 for a hoodie?
And that is the problem. Because,
do you know what I mean?
And this is targeted at a lot of young people. And I know when I was younger, I was not getting a €60 hoodie. I was not getting the expensive shit that maybe other people may have had.
And remember Hollister? Like, yeah. You'd feel deadly. I used to get Hollister off my auntie for my birthday, and I'd be like, I'm the coolest person on the planet.
Yeah. I spent like €100 on a coat from Hollister. Like, I was like, and I was only like 15. So that was all my savings just to buy that jacket.
Because you can't even have a job at 15.
Yeah. No, you can't. Like, and I'd say I'd probably be babysitting or whatever. And I'd
Or like saving
up.
Your birthday money and stuff.
But that's the thing. Like, at such a young age, like, there shouldn't be such a pressure by society to have this expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
It should be okay. Like, and I not to like promote fast fashion, like, you know, everybody has to live within their means. And I think there's a lot of also pressure on the other side of things. If you don't own expensive shit, that if you're buying fast fashion, that you're made feel guilty.
Yeah, because the environment and all that. And I do get that. But also it's like, I don't know. You just can't win no matter what you do.
Because like, say like, I know right for us, we can say that. I mean, like, sometimes I am influenced and I absolutely will be like, you know, and I'm not going to, but like, I kind of have control over what influences me in a way.
Yeah. And I think you're good in the sense of, if you see like a piece of clothing that you want and you like, you'll be like planning all the times
outfits
you can wear it.
Oh yeah. I'll either make sure that what I'm buying, I can, you know,
wear more than once
or like that. It's an investment. So like my Doc Martens, like, you know, I made sure, like, I was like, they're expensive, but.
Or even when we were both looking at the Uggs.
Yeah.
We both wanted.
Yeah, I ended up getting like fake cheaper ones in the end because I was like, I don't need to buy the expensive ones.
I ended up getting none.
Yeah, but you ended up not even realising you didn't want them.
I know. And then I just couldn't decide on the colour.
But that's it again, though. That is us being affected by trends as well.
And here's me saying I don't care about influencers and stuff, and everyone had those Uggs and I wanted those Uggs so bad.
But like, I think it's to an extent that you don't. You have control in a way. But like that, right? So here's the example. So you've got the Ugg boots.
Yeah.
And they're like, what?
100. So 180.
And like, people are trying to keep up with the trends.
Yeah.
So there's people like us who subconsciously don't realise that that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And there is other people that want to be a part of the trend, but they can't afford to.
Yeah.
So then they're like getting the cheaper option. And then obviously that's fast fashion. And I know there is other options. And like, we do try our best like to, you know, go to charity shops, but we also love to share clothes.
Yeah, we do. We did a swap shop and work.
Oh,
we organised a full swap shop and work. Everyone brought in like all their clothes that they may not necessarily want anymore, and we all just swapped around, and it's great. And to be fair, Michelle, who we work with from Bring the Beat, she often brings in like black sacks of clothes, and she's like, take this, take this, take this. She actually brought in perfumes the other day. I got a Chanel number 5.
Where was I?
You were probably upstairs.
Damn it.
And Rachel got one, and I think Aoife got one as well, and Shona got like a hair cream and a perfume.
Oh, here. Yeah. I need to move.
You need to move
downstairs, please.
You just take my job and I'm gone on Friday.
But no, that's it. Like, we are lucky in the sense that we do have a solid work wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm constantly like sharing clothes with the girls as well. Like, you know, if they wanted something for a night out, at least we're able to switch that way. But like, you know,
our Depop is great as well. And
Depop
like
is great.
I love Depop. And you know, like, the influencers, Like Charlene Murphy, I know we were mentioning her already, but she often puts stuff up on her Depop, as does Keila Moncrief.
I actually even seen Maura Higgins put up stuff on her Depop.
Molly May does as well now. I think the second she puts it up, it's instantly gone. But like,
no, it is totally a good option. Like, I found my dress that I wore to the Imrose on Depop. I got like a jersey that I wore to the Women's Six Nations on Depop. I'm constantly buying on Depop.
I love Depop.
My thing is, I need to try sell my stuff on Depop. I've literally, you should see the wardrobe in my house. Like, it's literally from the top of the wardrobe to the roof, a pile of clothes that I either need to sell on Depop or just get rid of.
Sell them. You could try sell them.
Yeah, I'm going to try sell them on Depop, but I just...
It is tough though,
Do you know what? I've been going on about it for about a year now.
I know, I do remember. We were talking about this last summer.
I've taken photos and I've done all that, but it's actually the effort of uploading them individually.
It is such an effort. And then charity shops as well, like... They do have often like expensive designer stuff, but it's just by the time it gets to the charity shop, it's out of fashion and it's out of trend.
Yeah.
So it's tough as well that way, but...
But I think then also... It is a matter of you finding your own style and your own trends and stuff like that. And I think you, my friends, have had an influence on me in that sense. Like, yes, I do take influence from, I suppose, influencers and what's going on, like what's current and what's trendy. But now, like...
Megan wears tracksuits now.
Okay, I wear tracksuits. So over a year ago, I did not own a pair of tracksuits until I met Jade. I don't even know what I wore. Like, what did I wear?
I don't know, but I don't even remember what you used to wear, but I do know your style has changed so much since, like, when I first met you.
Yeah.
But you, like, I can't even remember what you were wearing, like, back when I first met you. And I, like, don't be offended, but you dress so cool now. Not that you weren't cool then, but, like, no, I can't even remember, but your style now is so cool.
Ah, thank you so
much. No, you always look deadly, like, in your little cargo pants or something, you know?
I'm chuffed with myself, because I think at the moment, I feel like I'm having, like, a fashion block. But like that, so my influence is now coming from loads of different areas of my life.
Yeah.
My influence is not just what I see on social media. And then I, like, you know, because I want to budget my money and I want to... I know my money is valuable and it is to an extent, like, yeah, money.
It is.
Money does come and go, like, you
absolutely
know?
But like, you need money for food rather than money for shoes.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know? It. So I guess, like, you have influenced my style. Clothes definitely influenced my style. I have my own taste and then what I see, and then I kind of try
combine all those
and then invest in, like, the pieces. Make a capsule wardrobe. Spend your money wisely rather than just throwing it away on, like, something, a fad that's only going to last 5 minutes.
That's the thing, yeah. And I think, like, I feel like as you get older, you realise that actually wearing what everyone else isn't wearing is cooler than wearing the same thing as everyone else. Yeah, like, when I was a teenager, everyone was going into town in their leggings and their hoodies. And my mom would always say to me, like, why are you dressing the same as everyone else? Everyone looks the same. And I'm like, I don't know. And you just do it.
You do. Oh, it's funny they say we were the exact same. Pair of black leggings and pennies, a Hollister hoodie.
See,
and a pair
true.
Of, oh, completely.
See, true. But then now I'm like, I don't know where I was. I think I was actually in A&E. But there was this girl and I'd say she was about 12 or 13 and she just didn't dress like any other like 12 or 13 year old. Yeah. And I was like, she looks deadly. Yeah. And she probably doesn't even know that she looked deadly, but it's because she doesn't look the same as everyone else that she looked really, really cool.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing you probably learn when you're older, but if you're younger and listening, just dress how you want to dress, because you're going to look, if you're trying to look cool, like, you're going to look cooler being the person that stands out rather than blending in with everyone else in their freaking see-through black leggings.
See-through black leggings.
Honestly.
But no, I think that is, like, the impact society has on so many people. Like, and then, like, then the pressure then to own expensive shit then comes from that. Mm-hmm. And, like, people are trying to, I suppose, navigate their own style while also navigating trying to buy expensive shit and then not realizing, like, this is not actually what I want. This is just what society makes me think I want.
Yeah. It's mental. I do think, like, we've been good in the sense of we've unfollowed a lot of influencers because we know that it's not necessarily, even first of all, what we care about, second of all, what we actually want to see, and third of all, like, it does have a negative impact on you because you're like, I can't live that life. Yeah. Like, that's completely unattainable.
Completely, yeah.
And then you're just sad.
And, like, I mean, yes, I said, no, it is attainable in ways, but, like, when you're looking at it constantly on a day-to-day basis and you're living your life and you might be unhappy in your life and you're looking at them off traveling, doing what they want to do, and you just
Swimming with pigs in Bali.
Yeah, you just, yeah, you would feel sad and shit about yourself. But
you would.
It's not necessarily normal.
No, absolutely
and like,
not.
I like that. I unfollowed loads of influencers purely because I was having too much of a say in a people's lives that I don't know, like I don't know them. Like,
okay.
Like they were my friends, like, and I was like talking to my friends about these people, like knowing the goss, knowing what's going on in their behind the scenes of life. And then
it's like, who actually
one
cares?
Day it, I was on holiday, I was in Scotland, and it just clicked with me. And I was like, why have I spent so much time thinking about these people?
Yeah. And it's like, why do we care? Because if we weren't talking about and looking at these people, I feel like we have like good, deep conversation and like we get to know each other on like a deep level. If you're just too caught up in that world, you just don't.
No, you don't.
You care and about like, artificial things.
Yeah. And then it kind of, I suppose, affects your social. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Your, like, social media isn't all that social.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your social abilities. Like, you know, if you're just constantly looking at what other people are doing online. I know I'm kind of going a bit even past an influencers here, like just
in general. Yeah,
and that's I suppose a topic for a whole other day.
Oh, absolutely, I'd happily get into that because phones and social media, all that crack wrecks my head.
But it's an addiction.
It
it's
is
an addiction. Like I done there a few weeks ago, like a thing on social media, and the average person picks up their phone like 159 times a day, whether like you actually use it or not, you're just actually picking it up.
That's mental.
It, yeah, no.
Like my most used app is WhatsApp. Which
Jade,
is ridiculous.
You're joining. You can tell that you're nearly a mom, okay?
I am. Like, I think I should have been born in the freaking 50s or something. I just... Then again, like, on the other hand, I'm like, I do love Instagram. But, like, if you were to go onto my Explore page on Instagram, it's all pasta.
It's all pasta.
I just love... That is one thing I will say. I know this is completely off topic of influencers and all that crack, but, like... I love sometimes just sitting down in the evening and just watching cheesy, creamy pasta videos. And they're just delicious.
Like ASMR to this, like?
No, it's just like, I want to eat that. And then
yes.
I make it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Positively being influenced in a food sense. But no, I do think influencers are fantastic. They're amazing. It's like the biggest, you know, way for people to market and... Mm-hmm. You know, showcase their brands and stuff. But
and like fair play to them for putting themselves out there.
Oh, 'cause
it wouldn't be me.
No, and like I try and make content and stuff for my own TikTok account, and it is tough going.
Oh, it takes so much. Like I see how much time it takes for you.
Oh, so much time. And then like you have the likes of like I don't like it's a little bit of trolling. I can't imagine what like influencers have. There's this one account that constantly comments on all my TikToks.
Really?
Yeah, saying mean shit, and I'm like. It doesn't affect me. I'm laughing at it and like coming back being like, you know, taking the piss. But I'm like, even like beat TikToks that we've put up with influencers in them and the comments, the hate that they do get from people. And I'm like, how can people hold so much hate for this one person in their life that they don't even know? There's an unfollow button. You don't have to comment, nor do you have to engage.
Yeah, I was actually, this isn't even social media. I was listening to Lydia, who does the Sports Beat show on a Saturday, and someone texted her and was like, I can't even be listening to you. Like, turn off the radio then.
Yeah, and I get that on TikTok Lives. Like, why? Like, if
just turn it off then.
Literally,
do you know what I mean?
2 seconds. If I am bothering you that much, you do not have to listen. Like,
that's
I'm not,
the thing.
I'm not holding a gun to your head and forcing you being like, yo.
And Lydia was laughing reading out the text. I don't know what she even said, but I know she laughed. And then I was like, you're more bothered than Lydia, and you're the one who has the power to change.
Yeah.
Like, you turn it off if you don't want to hear her. Do you know what I mean?
It's that own person, it's, like, yeah.
But then I do think people who do that type of stuff, like, who are comment, like, Facebook's ridiculous. But I think those people who comment on, like, Facebook posts with all the hate, like, you can't be happy in yourself if that's
no,
what you're putting out
into
the world.
You absolutely cannot. But then, if I didn't have a bit of thick skin, like, and if I was when I was starting out, I am beat, like, and people were commenting like that.
Oh, you'd be devastated.
Imagine my confidence. So, like, I actually can't imagine, like, that the influencers have to go through that shit. So, like,
yeah,
also fair play to them in that sense. I don't want to completely disinfluence.
No, I don't want to disinfluencers either.
I just don't like the.
It's important to be aware
that, yeah, that yeah. You might not necessarily want what that influencer is trying to sell to you.
And if you can't afford it, frickin' don't get it.
Yeah, you don't need it. Like, I actually. You know that it is something, especially when you're younger, like that you just feel that you need to have all the expensive stuff and you might not have the money. Like when you see your friends getting all the like expensive, like maybe Nike tracksuits and stuff like this, and then you're there and you might have the penny stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And I wish someone said that, like, to people when we were younger as well.
And I think the fact that, like, which isn't even something that I agree with whatsoever, but like, I think the fact that younger people are getting phones at a younger age, like, how is a 12 or 13 year old supposed to afford drunk, pink, whatever, elephant skincare? Do you know, like, and how can they put that pressure on their parents then?
Yeah. And then the parent feels bad then in turn, because they're like, all their friends are getting this. So yeah. I feel pressure to do that, but I don't want my child to do that, nor can I afford to do that.
It's mental.
So it's all like, yeah.
And then, like, you go on YouTube and, like, I actually do really, really like Roman Atwood. I think he's brilliant, and he, like, do you know him? He's a YouTuber. He's lovely. He's really, really sweet. Like, he has a family and a wife, and he got his 12-year-old for his 12th birthday, I think, like, an iPhone 15 Pro Max. And he, like, the 12-year-old was bawling. He was just so happy. But it's like, all the other 12-year-olds watching this, their parents can't just buy them an iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Yeah, but now they're going to want that iPhone 15 Pro Max. But, like, when we were younger, like a phone wasn't in our hand. You were outside, you were out playing. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that has totally changed as well.
I know that's kind of off topic, but
it's just mad that, like, that 12-year-old is crying over getting a phone, and I probably would have cried over getting
a seesaw.
Literally. Well, a second, was it a trampoline?
Trampoline.
A trampoline.
Yeah, a trampoline. Do you remember? They were the good old days. I'd love if something, I don't know even what the right word is, but if something happened that just made us all go back to, like,
a few years.
Yeah,
back.
I just hate technology. I hate it.
I do love technology and what it can do and the capabilities it has, but I also think it can have a positive and it can have a positive and negative, like everything in life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just love people. Or, like, if you go to an event and, like, not an event, but, like, I don't know, even if you're just hanging out and then everyone's just sat there on their phones, I'm like, why am I here? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No, and,
like,
I get you. I think I would have been very bad on my phone. And then the more time I spent with you, and, like, then I kind of was like, I need to be more present. And I was like, I don't need to be on my phone.
No.
So then I didn't feel the need to have my phone in my hand half the time. But, like, it's just, isn't it a comfort thing? And then, like, the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, check the phone. Whereas I have now decided, well, not just decided, I was listening to a podcast all about neuroscience and how important your sleep is. And, like, how your phone gives you small little hits of dopamine.
Yeah.
So when you start getting those small hits, you keep going back to Instagram, you keep going back and looking at those things. And that's the same, like, in your morning routine, you get that small hit of dopamine if it's your phone the first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And then that's set up your whole day. Whereas if you do, like, you know, read a book, or if you, like, have your glass of water, dance, listen to a podcast, whatever it may be, as long as you're not looking at your screen first thing in the morning,
yeah,
it sets you off on a better day.
I do think that's one thing that I'm very glad I implemented. Like, I don't know where I saw the figure. It could have been in a podcast or anything, but it's like, you should not be on any form of screen within the 30 minutes that you wake up.
Yeah.
And I don't. And yeah, I do think that's such a good, not to toot my own horn, but, like, I feel like it's had such a positive benefit for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're not looking on Instagram and seeing freaking someone looking deadly, and then instantly the first thing you're like, oh, frick, well, I look like shit today.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Absolutely. And, like, it subconsciously will manifest throughout the day, even though you don't realise.
And the dopamine, like, you don't need to get your dopamine through that.
No.
Get your dopamine from the sun, or having a nice coffee for yourself, or
something more
eating a bowl
earned,
of Weetabix.
Do you know what I mean? Something more earned than clicking onto Instagram, or even, like, you know, checking the likes that you're at. You know, you might have put up a post last night, checking the like count. Like, that's your hit of dopamine. Like, why do we rely on that, you know, for validation and stuff?
It's insane.
No, it absolutely
is. It's a lot to think about and consider.
As much as I love technology, I kind of wish we didn't have it, like, because, like,
same.
Even when it comes to, like, yeah, it's your conversations with people, but also, like, when it comes to dating as well, you know, we've got dating apps, and, you know me now, there's, like, you know, you have your Tinder, you've got your Bumble, whatever, your Hinge, and yes, they are well and good. Like, I know my brother met his girlfriend on Bumble, and like, you know, they're engaged and stuff, so there is, but, like, I'd love to just go back to how dating used to be, meeting people in real life, like, because, you know me now, on the dating apps, and you're like, are you going to go on a date? And any time anyone asks me on a date, or if I'm messaging someone for more than 5 seconds, I will ghost them. Like, I just, I can't do it. That's why I hate that side of technology.
I've luckily never had a dating app. I do feel like they're a lot different now than they were in the beginning. I feel like in the beginning people were looking for love, whereas I feel like now a lot of people are looking for sex. Which I don't know for sure because I'm not on them, but that's just what I can gather.
What they say is that Tinder is for the ride, and I think Hinge and Bumble aren't.
Okay.
So you won't find me on Tinder.
And if you do, it's not her.
It's a fake account. But no, like, and I don't know, like, I think it, like lots of things in life, right? The more choice you have, the harder it is to go on, it is to make a decision.
Okay? Yeah.
So that's what dating has come to, because there's so much choice. I think people can't make a decision.
I think we should talk about dating in an episode.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I have strong opinions on this also.
Okay, yeah. So I think we're, yeah.
Maybe next week.
We'll talk about dating next week. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's quite relevant as well.
Absolutely. And there's two completely different perspectives.
But yeah, just to even back to talking about money, owning expensive shit, trying to budget, it's tough. Mm-hmm. It's not easy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy out there.
You're not alone.
No, but you're not, because like, no. Even like I do my side hustles. I work a second job a lot of the time just to earn extra money so that I can save or I can buy the things that I want to buy. Like, and I feel like a lot of the time I shouldn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Why is everything so expensive now? Like, why when I go to the shop am I paying so much money? Like, my shopping has gone up at least to 10 euro, like, you know?
I know.
Which is a lot.
And I remember, I don't even know how much they are now, but I remember when a Happy Hippo was 55 cents.
Yeah.
Even small things like that.
Even like a Freddo. Like,
Freddo's.
Like, it's like, yeah. But yeah. God be with the days. I remember,
God be with the days.
I had a story up, I think it came up on my memories on Snapchat, that I was after paying like 170 for a bottle of 7-Up, like, which is now normal.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas then it was like, that was outrageous. Whereas now it's like, yeah, you're just expected to pay that one.
Plus the 15-cent deposit.
15. And I literally never buy plastic bottles, right?
Mm-hmm.
The minute this 15-cent deposit comes in, I'm flat out buying plastic bottles.
Yeah, I brought them back and I got 2 euro.
Yeah, it's, yeah, you
don't got a packet of Space Raiders with.
Right, we need to, before we go anywhere, we need a baby update, because
oh my God,
it's your last week in work and therefore like the baby's going to be here in like 5 days.
I know. No.
I'm being dramatic.
I completely forgot about a baby update. Yeah, baby update. What is it? I don't know. I had an appointment and they just told me that everything's fine, that they think that he's going to be in the high 8 to 9 pounds. So
and we don't
I'm pushing out a whopper. Yeah. Well, I am. Like, fingers crossed that I don't have to get a C-section.
Sorry, but yeah, that just made me laugh.
He's big, he's happy, he's healthy, he's practicing breathing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
apparently.
So sweet.
I got to see his belly move. Maybe it wasn't his belly, it looked like a belly.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's mad.
Like, I literally, the other night when I stayed at your house, I was just lying there looking at your belly and I was like, this is so cool.
It is cool.
That there's a human in there and you're after growing him.
It's weird that, like, should he be born this second, he could live, like.
Yeah.
And like, he's been like that for a few weeks.
Yeah, which is mad.
I know.
We're both, I don't know about you, but I'm still in, not in denial. I just still don't think you're pregnant. Even though I'm looking at you right now and I can see a big bump.
I know. I feel like I'm the same. I feel like I'm not going to believe I am till he's here. But I don't know if I have a baby update. Yeah. He's just getting bigger and getting closer.
Like 3 more weeks.
I've actually got a doctor's appointment this week, but that's just to measure my belly and make sure he's still alive.
All going well.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's mad. But
and
yeah.
I know. Yeah, we said at the start and we've said it again. It's your
last
week in work. Now, it's not going to affect the podcast.
No.
Unless the baby arrives at the weekend.
But we'll let you know.
Yeah,
we'll pop it up on the Instagram or
you'll
something.
You'll find out somehow. We'll make a little short 5-minute episode for you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I forgot about baby update altogether.
Yeah, I think we could probably ramble on for so long, but
no,
it's time to wrap shit up here.
Yeah, and thank you so much. I had a look at our listener stats this morning and
it's scary.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
It.
We appreciate it. And as always, if you want to send us an email, you can get us at tgbpod@beat102103. And you can leave a review and make sure to follow us and like us and do all that kind of shit and share the podcast with anyone who you think would enjoy.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back next week with our topic of dating.
Yes, and thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Bye.